A weak solidarity Brekkie team listener went a bit of bad luck before the Trublowazi Capitalist Review. Oh, just before I go there, this will stun you, listener. Every day this week, hard as it is to believe, the Lord Rupert of Wapping Sin had a sensation front page attacking the evil pejorative Dan State Socialist Government. Told you you'd be stunned. Anyway, bit of bad luck befell the True Blue Aussie Capitalist Review just after we recorded this segment Friday morning last week with its monthly glossy magazine's annual Power Edition that morning, for the first time not making number one the big supremo, poor scummo, but naming four state supremos, same day as one of the apparently most powerful people in the country resigned. What dreadful, what unfortunate timing. And poor Gladys, didn't our hearts go out to her? They certainly should go out to the people of New South Wales, given what replaced her. And perhaps next year they could give it to the Anti-Corruption Commission. And perhaps, again, that explains why a federal commission is the last thing big supremo scuttled them all H-son, a.k.a. scummo, and the team want. Of course, there's absolutely no chance the Capitalist Review will give it to the genuine powerful, the puppeteers in the corporate boardrooms and down at the stock exchange, who control the strings of those they do tell us are the most powerful. A few people who wouldn't have a clue what they're talking about, like human and civil rights advocates, suggest the corruption stroke integrity body the government plans sometime in the course of the next 10 parliaments. When it promised one during the last election, it forgot to add, inadvertently forgot, it planned to ease it in over the next 10 parliaments. Suggests the body lacks a bit of teeth, including that it can't be retrospective. A body with real powers presents a serious threat to democracy, as Hayseed and Sheepshit Party Supremo Barnacle pointed out. A Spanish Inquisition! And who wants to see poor Gladys burnt at the stake? But surely, Barnacle, you want an anti-corruption integrity body to have real integrity. We certainly do, and like you know, we support it being integral, but it can't nail us. But integrity and integral aren't the same thing. Oh, yes, they are, from where I'm standing. But what's wrong with retrospectivity? After all, you set up inquiries into the socialist government like pink bats, and you set up royal commissions and inquiries into long-ago matters involving little Billy Shorten Ambition and Julia Gallinghard. Exactly. You've answered, you know, like your own question. Integral to the greatest little economic order, of course, is we are meeting our legal tax obligations. So why is it considered big news when every couple of years more revelations emerge of the world's filthiest rich of the filthy rich and autocrats using tax havens and convoluted financial mazes to ensure they do meet their legal tax obligations? It'd only be news if they weren't. And look, I'm sick and tired of whingers who are never satisfied, like the new Samoan Supremo Fiame Naomi Mataafa, who kicks dirty True Blue Aussie's face despite scummo going out of his way at great expense to protect Samoa, complaining that True Blue Aussie has to do lots more to address the march of climate change across the Pacific. For goodness sake, what business is that of hers? Science, not silence, she argued, should be the reaction to the latest apocalyptic report from the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, if there is such a thing. That is, climate change, not the panel. And if the science was proven, does she seriously think scummo and the barnacle and the team would continue to do nothing about it? Of course they wouldn't, and this after scummo has committed to untold billions on nuclear-powered submarines to protect Samoa and our Pacific neighbours from the aggression of evil, evil China. OK, waters around True Blue Aussie and Samoa are rising faster than the world average, but surely that's her business, not ours, as she hides behind the flimsy excuse that places like Samoa are making very little contribution to their own drowning. And why should we commit economic suicide as one of the world's great fossil exporters when the prices of oil, gas and coal are at record levels? Make hay while the sun shines. And shines, hotter, and hotter, and hotter. Thankfully, the smart ones are cashing in. Headline Thursday. Investors flock to oil, gas and coal amid surge in demand. Does Samoa expect those wise investors not to make a killing? Well, maybe killing is the wrong word in the circumstances, but speaking of protecting the Pacific from evil China, the great liberty, freedom and democracy-loving protectors of peace, the Quid, the Quad, the US of the UN, of the US of the world, and good Japan and good India and true blue Aussie bowling along on the US of coattails, agreed to spend heaps on infrastructure projects across the Pacific. Oh, at last they are showing concern for their neighbours, I hear you say. Well, no, not exactly. They want to counter the influence of evil Chinese Belt and Road Initiative investments across the Pacific. Hope our neighbours like that ungrateful Samoan Supremo don't view the newfound interest with cynicism. On such matters, we commented last week on Barnacle's brilliant statement that he would support zero emissions by 2050, as long as it didn't affect coal and agriculture. Well, this week, his hayseed and sheepshed colleague, Fossils Minister Keith Pitpony, was obviously out to impress his great leader by proposing a $250 billion loan facility for the government to become financier of last resort for the coal industry as the super-efficient private sector deserts it, saying his party could then support zero emissions by 2050 if the government supported his proposal, which would help with the transition. Presumably a transition from coal to, well, coal. We look forward to their contribution next week. All this, of course, assumes the planet will still exist in 2050 and the Minister for Environmental Destruction, Susan Lees and Dregs, got into the spirit of saving the planet by announcing yet another expansion of yet another coal mine, this time at Tarmor in New South Wales, allowing for an extra 33 million tonnes of coal to be mined. That should work wonders for the zero emissions target, but then, of course, we don't have a zero emissions target, so it doesn't matter. More good news for those making a killing out of record fossil prices. Their dear little children are also enjoying the kindness and generosity of government, as tax office figures this week showed the most exclusive private schools reaped $750 million, real figure, in JobKeeper payments, as they also announced neat little profits. So let's hope that government largesse provided a few extra playing fields and tennis courts and swimming pools and all the things your average state primary and secondary school enjoys. And while we can't quite comprehend the difference, which thankfully big economic guru Josh Friday Meisbergs could comprehend as an expert in these matters, the private tertiary sector also reaped millions in JobKeeper, while public universities and tertiary institutions were somehow not eligible. No doubt there's a logical explanation for all that. Oh, let's be honest, we already know the answer, the illogical explanation. Apropos of not much, esteemed supermarket giant Woolworths Trillions shows it really cares for dear little children by offering these bricks kids can annoy the hell out of their parents to collect. You get a brick or two with every $30 you spend. And when they've spent enough $30, the kids can make their very own Woolworths Trillions little supermarket. And the ads show just how over-the-top, fun, excited this makes the little dears. And these are the same people who tell us evil communists brainwash dear little children. Why the former vehement anti-communist B.A. Santa Maria would tell us communists brainwash dear little children in the same sentence, the same breath, as demanding state aid for Catholic schools, without even blushing. Also not blushing, and as I said last week, great news for us when we take to the streets, support from unlikely sources like one of Lord Rupert's lackey columnists under the headline, brutal actions of our police are indefensible. So she'll be supporting us in future actions, as I've no doubt she'll be supporting the so-called Red Union. Very clever, see red, it supports the socialist cause. Well, the National Socialist cause, supporting the individual freedom of workers to pass on little gifts like coronavirus to their co-workers. That seems to be their major industrial cause. But it's important as states accept that it's the economy, stupid, that the economy is far more important than death and illness. And it's so encouraging to see a real union accept that and stand up for real freedom. And let's get rid of seat belts, bike helmets, all those attacks on our freedom while we're at it. And we know they must be on the right track when the Lord Rupert lackeys support them to the hilt against the constabulary, Lord Rupert normally, well, past tense, now aren't we lucky, he'll now be supporting us, normally supports. Unlike the daily P1 attacks Lord Rupert is forced to make on our behalf against the evil state government that has tried, but has probably lost, putting community health ahead of private profit. Shame, evil government, shame. Finally, interesting too that Lord Rupert and the media for profit generally, when workers take industrial action, such as currently delivery drivers and maritime workers because their caring employers refuse to negotiate, and in the former case gig entrants like Amazon profit levels undercut wages and conditions, profit unlevels, when the media for profit tell us how evil these workers are in destroying our Christmas and quote the caring employers denouncing the evil unions for their selfish, avaricious behaviour because the caring employers are 100% innocent as all they've done is refuse to negotiate and advocate a little bit of cunning on wages and conditions. Summed up beautifully by the Minister for something or other, Stuart Robot, who denounced union action as disaster, chaos. Are you kidding me? Brilliant insight showing why he deserves a ministerial salary. My word, there's some deep thinkers among that lot, aren't there? Good morning.